Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, three engine companies with Humboldt Bay Fire were dispatched to Woodley Island after it was reported that a body was in the water. Certified rescue swimmers were on hand with fire crews while responding to the scene, and a citizen was able to direct the swimmers to the most eastern dock where an unknown man in his mid-70s was in the water. The victim was brought out of the water but was unresponsive and had no pulse. CPR was performed on scene, but the status of the victim was unchanged. He was then taken to the hospital, and his status is unknown at this time. The identity of the victim is being withheld as well. Along with the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Bureau of Land Management, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office served search warrants on two parcels of property in the Bridgeville area near McClellan Mountain on Wednesday. During the operation, 31-year-old Jose Silva Valencia was contacted as well as a second suspect. However, that suspect fled the scene on foot. A third suspect would later be contacted, but he would flee the scene on foot as well. Law enforcement confiscated over 2,000 growing marijuana plants, over 1,100 pounds of drying bud, and 20 pounds packaged for sale. $1,100 in cash, as well as a firearm and three vehicles, were also confiscated. Silva Valencia was booked into Humboldt County Jail on various charges, and search warrants will be obtained once the two other suspects have been identified. For the past 2 months, the Eureka Police Department has increased its focus in addressing the homeless population in the city, and today the department released a progress report on the effort. Other entities like the Multiple Assistance Center have helped in providing services to the homeless population. 49 people have entered the center, while 26 await intake and 15 are pending review or need documents. The police department has also found housing for 10 others as well. Numbers were also released regarding crime amongst the city's transient population. 72% of violent crime arrests in the city are committed by transients, and they also make up 87% of robbery arrests. This afternoon, Congressman Jared Huffman announced the distribution of a $5.2 million grant to five Northern California tribes. The grant funding is aimed to help tribes enhance their law enforcement, bolster justice systems, prevent youth substance abuse, as well as violence against women. The grant comes under CTAS, also known as the Coordinated Tribal Assistance Solicitation Program. The Yurok Tribe and Hoopa Valley Tribe will receive $1.4 million and $1.2 million respectively. $1.7 million will go to the Hopland Band of Pomo Indians, and $668,000 and $150,000 respectively will go to the Round Valley Indian Tribes and the Coyote Band of Pomo Indians. The Eureka Police Department announced six new promotions earlier this afternoon. Stanley Harkness and Sean Sopawaga have been promoted to patrol sergeant, while John Gordon and John Lucan have been promoted to senior detectives. Brittany Wilson and Katie Hill have been promoted to the senior dispatcher position as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The annual waterfront run in Eureka is this Sunday. Dan Squire has more.
Residents in Eureka, particularly those in downtown and Old Town near the waterfront, should be aware that there will be street closures due to the annual waterfront run this weekend. Streets along Waterfront Drive will be closed from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Sunday as runners begin the race at 11 o'clock. Runners will start the race and fitness fair in front of Eureka Natural Foods, head west on 15th Street, and then north along Waterfront Drive before finishing back at the parking lot in front of the store. Motorists should be prepared for street closures and detours, as well as for runners participating in the race.
Thank you, Dan. On Tuesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office served search warrants at two parcels of property at the Pinoleville Ranchera and eradicated hundreds of marijuana plants and confiscated pounds of processed bud. The Pinoleville Ranchera is located on tribal property, and the Pinole Pomo Nation released a statement citing that Mendocino Sheriff Tom Allman overstepped his authority. Referencing verbiage in Public Law 280, Tribal Vice Chair Angela James said that Allman made a grave mistake in invoking the public law to gain access to tribal lands, and we are prepared to do whatever is necessary to have our property returned. James went on to say that guidelines had already been established by a legal team that are more restrictive than state or local cannabis laws. Guidelines, she says, are already posted on the Sheriff's Office website. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.